Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'll be joined by Bob Lowry, and we're going to finish our talk on TDS, or Total Dissolved Solids. We're going to touch on something called color bodies, and it may be something you've run into on your pool route, but you didn't really have a name for it, and I think Bob puts a name to a very common problem out there. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro.
They can be even color bodies. You know, I've had in the past year, I've had three service techs call me up with serious problems with colored water. And they have tried everything. We even tried a lot of things that I suggested that didn't work either. Found out that they are color bodies. And getting rid of color bodies isn't just a matter of throwing in some chlorine. Not all color bodies can be bleached. And so getting rid of them, they are much smaller than a filter can remove. And chlorine's not powerful enough to destroy them. And so we've had to go to ozonation and other methods of getting those color bodies out of the water. One of the big things that we did do that worked a lot was we used one of these little solar-powered surface skimmers. I don't know the brand of it, but they actually are powered by the sun. You put them on the surface, and they run around the pool picking up just what's on the surface of the pool. And this guy that we did this test with, he was surprised because he thought his pool was clean and his skimmers weren't working that good, which indicated he had a hydraulic problem. But he found all of these yellow flowers that had been falling into the pool, and then they disintegrate and end up in the filter, and the color still empties into the pool. And when we put this skimmer on, the first day he used it, he opened it up, and there was a whole bunch of these little yellow flowers in there. That was his problem. He was having yellow water, and he couldn't get rid of it. We tried a lot of things, including switching from sand to DE, using an ozonator, using UV, using a non-chlorine shock. We tried a lot of things, so we finally got an ozonator and actually got his pool to the hydraulics in his pool to be better so his own skimmer would work. But then he put in this other skimmer, and that helped his problem a lot. Getting those flowers out as they were introduced seemed to be the ticket.
Huh, that's interesting. So the TDS level of a pool, what would be the, when you would drain a pool?
What we say is a maximum of 1,500 parts per million over starting. You know, TDS are meters, but they don't really need any calibration. You buy one and you'll have it for 10 years. It's not something that needs replacement all the time. It's not, you know, it's just on your truck, but you need to know the TDS from every one of your pools.
Yeah, I think that's important. What about I've had people send me pictures of their automatic cleaner. They pull it out of the pool, like a Polaris cleaner, and it's covered with this kind of a brown staining. And you can see it on the walls and on the hoses of the cleaner. Is that caused by the TDS or is that something else?
Well, it may be an organic stain. And organic means it used to be alive. Mm-hmm. And so you get organic stains under many different conditions. Most often they turn up to be brown, but it can be leaves and things like that. And you get tannins and color bodies in there, and then they react with stuff and get oxidized and form a precipitate just like copper and iron do. But they tend to do that where water is kind of moving by and stuff like that. So we see it a lot of times at on the skimmer where the skimmer gets a stain on it, the pool vac and stuff like that get a stain on it. And those plastics are difficult to get the stains out. You can pour chlorine right on it and the stain will stay right there. It can be difficult to get those stains off of those things.
We're talking about TDS, but I think this color body talk is pretty interesting because I've noticed this too in my route where, especially the pools right now, I'm kind of sick from the algae. That's why I'm kind of off today. I've been sick for the last 2 weeks because everything's pollinating. And I have noticed that the pools with palm trees that have a lot of the pollen in there and oak trees, the water does change color, which is interesting.
Yes. Yes. And those are color bodies. And color bodies can be quite small. I mean, submicron. So you're not going to filter them out.
And so that's why sometimes during this time of year in April and May in California, the water has that weird tint to it or weird color to it. It's from all the color not being filtered out.
Yeah, and it depends on what area of the country you're in. You know, when I lived in Georgia in the springtime, the pine trees pollinate. And that stuff, believe me, you can go outside and your car actually looks yellow.
For sure.
You know, and that stuff is a big-time problem in the mountains of Georgia. But different areas have different problems. But color bodies is a whole new thing that trying to get rid of them in pools is difficult. Ozone usually works pretty good, but it seems like we're finding that simply getting them into the skimmer or getting rid of them before they actually start to decompose is when we can get it. You know, pollen, if it falls on the pool, if we can trap it while it's still pollen, then it's not a problem. But if it's pollen and then it leaks out the color bodies into the pool, now they're color bodies. Yeah. And getting rid of those is a lot more difficult.
I think that's a good commercial for the solar-powered skimmers, which, you know, they do a great job. I have one in my pool, too, running, and then it really helps a lot.
Yes, when I had a pool, I used to test everything, too.
And so I guess the rule of thumb for TDS would be, you know, if you take over a pool and they haven't drained it in 10 years, my guess is that pool has a pretty high TDS just for that
fact. You know, get your meter out, and if it goes, you know, if it's a non-salt pool and if it goes over 2,000, it's time to drain it. Because incoming water can be anywhere from 150 parts per million of TDS up to 300 or 400, maybe 500. It's unusual to have TDS higher than that. But so you're looking at, you know, maybe an average of 300 or so. So 1,500 plus 300 is 1,800. The meters, they'll read 1,800. But, you know, some people are looking for round numbers. I would say if you go to a pool and it's over 2,000, you need to drain, it's up to you, but you need to drain a minimum of 50%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with all the drought restrictions coming, I think it's a good time to get on top of that now before the season starts in my area.
And you don't necessarily need, a lot of guys think, oh, I can't drain 50%. Well, I'll bet what you can do is drain 10% of it 6 weeks in a row.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of guys are doing that little trick where there's a hose spigot on the equipment, and what we'll do is we'll open it up while we're servicing the pool and drain some water down for, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
You know, 30 to 40 minutes while you're there. And, you know, let the autofill fill it back up.
Yeah, I think that's a good trick for those that are looking to drain the pool and they can't get, you know, the okay to drain half the pool or the whole pool. A little bit of draining while you're there is definitely something that you can do.
Well, but don't let the cost of water be the answer.
Yeah.
You know, believe me, I have studied water forever, and I have examples in my books even of how much water costs. And water costs, no matter where you are, water costs less than $5 for 1,000 gallons. So if a customer says he can't afford it, you know, I mean, what is half of his pool is what, 7,000 gallons times $5? It's $35. If there's, you know, restrictions and stuff like that, that's another story. But if the cost of water is a problem for your customer, then he may have a problem paying you his weekly, his monthly bill, you know.
Yeah. And I always tell people that the customer fears that, but I drain my pool here. It's about 14,000 gallons, and my water bill was a little over 100 more that month. So it's not like it's going to be, you know, I think people have in their head that when they drain, because the pool looks big in the backyard, and the optics of it look like there's a huge amount of water in there, and which there is, of course, a huge amount of water, but the cost of the water, like you said, is not as expensive as people think. And draining a pool, customers may think it's going to be $500 to fill it up. Nowhere near that, maybe 100, 120, 150. And so I think as a pool pro, you have to explain to them that water is cheap compared to all the chlorine and extra chemicals you have to put in to maintain it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, think about cyanuric acid. You know, if you're maintaining the pool properly and you got 100 parts per million of chlorine in the pool, you're going to need 7.5 parts per million of chlorine. You know, if your cyanuric acid level was 50, you need 3.5 parts per million of chlorine.
And just like I was talking to Terry Arco about the same thing, and we were talking about people that are using like the bioactive or the natural chemistry cyanuric acid reducing chemicals, but the cost of the bag of that is like $30 or $40, and the cost of water to drain the pool, besides all the other drawbacks of those products, is they're really finicky as far as having everything balanced, having chlorine at zero to work. The cost of water is still cheaper than buying, you know, two or three bags of that CYA reducer.
Well, sure. You know, and even the system that Rudy Stankiewicz has been promoting of putting alum in the pool to lower cyanuric acid, it's still, the jury's still out on whether that works or not. And it says it reduces cyanuric acid by 50%. So it's possible. But the problem also is that as he says, you have to vacuum very slowly to waste. If you vacuum too quick, the flock goes back up and it doesn't go, you know, you don't get to vacuum it. So when you slow vacuum a pool, you're probably going to lose about 3 inches of water in the pool.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not a small amount of water. So.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things to consider talking to your customers about when the TDS level gets high, to drain the pool, or find some ways to get that water out of there, because it's really important. If you have ever taken care of a pool that has high TDS, it's a lot of work. And of course, with the high TDS, you probably have high cyanuric acid in there also. It goes hand in hand in most cases.
Well, you know, I've heard some service techs, you know, they draw conclusions sometimes from what people like me say. And I've heard service techs saying, you know, you've got an algae problem because your cyanuric acid's too high. And technically, that's right. But it's not the cause of the algae growing, but they connect the dots that way, you know, and they tell the customers, listen, you're going to have algae if the cyanuric acid level is too high, so we need to lower it. And that's their excuse to the customer for lowering it.
I think they got half the story right, which is good enough, I guess, in that case, right?
Yeah, well, as long as they get the cyanuric acid down, it's okay with me, whatever they have to tell them to take it. But I want to tell people to remember that you are the professional and you can't have the customer dictating what should be done to their pool. They're not the professional. You know, they're not going to buy, you know, a lot of these customers spend $100,000 or more on a pool. And that's the same thing as them buying what, a Range Rover or something like that.
Tesla.
They're not changing the oil because the oil is too expensive. You got to, and if the mechanic tells you need to do something, you need to do it. They're the professional. You guys are the professionals, and don't let the customer tell you what you need to be doing to their pool. They're not the, they don't have the information you do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a good way to end it, that we're called pool pros for a reason. And we, you know, they should defer to us. And I think a lot of pool service professionals need to really emphasize that point, that we kind of know what's best for their pool because we have the training, we have the background, and we do, you know, 60 or 70 pools a week. We kind of know what we're doing, and that has to be kind of hammered into some customers sometimes.
A lot of customers, they don't argue with the guy that's cleaning their carpet or a guy that's, you know, that's their mechanic. They don't argue with them. They just say, okay, sure, you know, and then they argue with the pool guy. You know, pool guys are professionals too.
Yeah, I have a really good mechanic. I'll end with this. He's a specialist, and every time he changes the part in my truck, he actually brings it out and says, here's what I took out of your truck, you know? And I look at it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't really know what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the little thing he does. So that sets him apart from other mechanics, I think, in a way. But I thank you for your time, Bob, and recording all of these here. And I think, again, thanks for sharing your knowledge to the guys in the industry, guys and gals in the industry.
I want people to enjoy their pools. I want people I want more people to buy pools because they're not that difficult to take care of. They're a little bit difficult to understand, maybe, but they're not difficult to take care of. We want you to enjoy your pool. We want you to sell pools for us. You know, you want to say, hey, I've got a pool and it's easy to take care of. You should go buy one.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So long from Lima, Peru. Talk to you next time.
All right. Thank you, Bob. So I hope you found the series of podcasts of Bob Lowry helpful. And again, you can find the other podcasts in this series by going to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And then on the banner, click on the podcast icon and you can scroll down and listen to the podcasts that I recorded in this series. And of course, you would want to listen to part one of TDS to learn more about total dissolved solids, plus the other subjects that we covered in this series with Bob Lowry. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely think about joining my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.